Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
It is 8:12 here as Atlanta's morning news continues. This is the time you normally hear Scott Slade's Georgia on Thursday, sponsored by Breda Pest Management. But Scott wants to have a word this morning. And Scott, you know, this radio station has always had a special connection to its listeners and vice versa, and to all of us and to you in particular. I've had multiple people asking me about your occasionally scratchy voice over the last little bit, and it turns out that is part of what you want to talk about this morning.
Indeed it is. Chris, good morning. Thanks for the time this morning. And I won't bury the lead. I've been diagnosed with cancer, receiving treatment for multiple myeloma since last November. And that scratchy voice is likely from the steroids that are part of that treatment. Myeloma is a type of blood cancer that starts at the bone marrow. And specifically, it's a cancer of the plasma cells. It is not curable, but it is treatable. And Chris, I'm very optimistic about my prognosis.
And did you feel bad, or did you just go to the doctor? How did you find out? That's a gut punch, I know.
Well, I've been feeling increasingly fatigued over several months in 2024. I lost my desire to hike, for instance. And I have a yearly appointment with my primary care physician. I guess you could call it an annual physical. And that includes some good blood work. And as he and I were looking over the numbers in his office last September, he saw a number he didn't like. And he said, I'd like someone to look over my shoulder on this. So he referred me to a hematologist-oncologist with the Northside Cancer Institute, and a few tests later came the multiple myeloma diagnosis.
This is certainly news to most of us, of course, but you have been getting treated already. What have they been doing for you?
I have 4 months of chemoimmunotherapy, the kinds of things we've been talking about for years with our Carathon for the Aflac Cancer Center. And what it did was it charged up my immune system to go after the cancer cells in my bone marrow. It even targeted them so my white blood cells would know which ones to attack. It's just amazing chemistry. And all this gets me ready for the next phase.
Yep, Chris. And which is?
An autologous stem cell blood marrow transplant, where they essentially kill my existing immune system, the bone marrow I have now, and then replace it with healthy marrow created by my own stem cells. I won't need a donor. They'll turn my body into a stem cell factory and harvest those cells ready to go once the chemo wipes out my existing marrow. I'll have to be protected from infection for a few weeks, but after that, things should be onward and upward.
All right, you know, it's totally up to you, of course, but you and I have been back and forth for a couple of weeks about whether or not to do this segment today. Why did you finally decide to go public?
I come from a medical family. My dad, my late father, was a terrific internist, and he once said that, hey, if you give people enough time, they'll tell you what's wrong with them, meaning take a good history. So my incredible care from the Northside Cancer Institute, now the Blood and Marrow Transplant Program, I wanted to preach the value of preventive medicine that all started in my primary care doctor's office. Please get someone to look at you every so often. It likely saved my life on more than one occasion, including this one. You know, a primary care physician is ideal, someone you can build a longer-term relationship with, but if you don't have a PCP, take advantage of wellness visits and an urgent care, services like virtual imaging and others, or the increasing numbers of walk-in family practice clinics we are seeing around Metro Atlanta. The main thing, Chris, is please invest in your own health and do it on a regular basis, because it's a big deal. It helps.
Our producer Justin pointed out, if this has to happen, at least it happens here, right, where there's world-class medical care. And after all the work you have done over the years, you know, for blood cancer, specifically in children, you know, it is well deserved. I'd steadfastly refuse to get maudlin here, but of course we're all going to be thinking about you and praying for you and hoping for the best. We're going to have Encore Scott Slade's Georgia, so you're not disappearing, and I certainly hope that you'll keep us apprised of your progress so that we can pass it along.
Oh, I certainly will. And you're right. We're all family here, and I appreciate the thoughts and the prayers. But again, I'm very optimistic about my prognosis. And gosh, I'm looking forward to many more years.
All right. Yeah, as are we all, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate you doing this with us this morning.
Hey, thank you for the time, Chris.
All right. Scott Slade.